I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. One thing that's always struck me about borders, the land on either side of them often looks the same. Also, the people on either side, they share cultures that transcend political borders. And so it makes sense that food connects those divided people. It's true even when war is involved. One woman has made it her mission to celebrate this common cross-border culture by developing and serving what she calls a bordered menu. Chavi Sachdev has our story from Mumbai.
Thank you all for joining us this evening. For those of you that I don't
know, I'm in a swanky Mumbai apartment that Chef Ragini Kashyap has borrowed for the evening. She's hosting 18 people for one of her pop-up dinners. Dinners that center around conflict and cultures divided by war, but connected through food. Tonight's cuisine is from Punjab.
From undivided India, so across India and Pakistan.
In 1947, the province was divided between Pakistan and India, and even today, the two bordering countries are not exactly friends. At the time of the split, Muslims crossed over to Pakistan, Hindus went to India. And since that time, the two countries have fought four wars and have threatened each other with nuclear arms. Ragini, who is 30 years old, used to be a full-time education consultant, but she has always been interested in the history of food, why we eat what we eat, and why we have access to the foods we do.
We eat food based on the land around us. We draw borders on the lands around us. We then otherize the people who lived closest to us, even though they are the most similar to us. And so that was kind of the basic premise.
Tonight's menu is focused on the conflict cuisine of the India-Pakistan partition. Our first course is Amritsari fish, batter-fried fillets with a tangy crust from our side of the border in India, and from the other side, a chicken dish marinated in yogurt and spices called charga from Lahore, Pakistan. As we eat, Ragini explains that since the divide, each region is perceived to have its own distinct cuisine.
A lot of times, Punjabi food conjures up images of quite rich food and a fair amount of meat. In reality, more than 70% of Punjab is still agricultural, and people eat very, very simply. But what did happen is that we have this sort of somewhat artificial non-vegetarian characteristic of two people that are the same.
Ragini started her bordered menus last year and has given dinners in London, Vancouver, and now in Mumbai. Her cuisine is all over the map. She's done three different menus showcasing India's borders with Pakistan, Bangladesh, and China, and she's presented food about the conflict between Israel-Palestine, the US and Mexico, and the civil war factions in Sri Lanka. But tonight's dinner for her is personal. In 1947, her grandparents had little time to gather their belongings to escape across the new border to India.
Her great-grandmother packed all of her expensive saris and jewelry and so on into these two trunks and left them with a neighbor because they assumed that they would one day return.
Some of the dishes tonight are Ragini's family recipes. In fact, the pickled mango she is serving was actually made by her grandmother.
Oh, the achar is made by my nanny in Central.
The food is definitely the focus. But as we eat, many of the guests at the table have their own family stories. Hina Karya Thakkar is sitting with her husband at the far end. Her grandfather was almost killed trying to flee Pakistan.
He was held at gunpoint and he was like, either you leave everything and you leave the country because it's now not your country anymore, or we shoot you right here.
This is your grandfather.
This is my grandfather. Who's still
tonight's diners are friends or friends of friends of the chef and others who just heard about the event and are curious about conflict cuisine. Arhan Bezbora is sitting directly across me. He and his wife traveled 3 hours from the city of Pune to get here.
I don't have a direct link to Punjab, but I grew up listening to a lot of stories that my grandparents often told me about those times in the 1940s. So I think there's something that's shared, whether you're from Punjab or not.
Our soundtrack is music that predates the Punjab divide. There's Qawwali music from the Sufi Muslim traditions, now mostly associated with Pakistan, as well as a mix of folk music, which is heard more in India. Between courses, Chef Ragini shows us maps of where the countries were split, and she also shares black and white photos of her grandparents in the cities they left behind.
So, Punjab is the land of five rivers. That's the literal translation of the name. So you can see a lot of Punjab is actually landlocked within the rivers.
Ragini's goal with these dinners is not to simply showcase different types of cuisines. She believes food is a bridge between cultures that may be estranged from one another.
I'm doing 6 courses. It's hardly exhaustive of, you know, all of the food from a region. And this really this idea of like we are all the same. And so one of my goals is to really highlight that.
Tonight's dinner is also personal for me. My grandparents escaped to India from what is now Pakistan too. In fact, my father was born in 1945 in what was then the Punjab province. And his passport still says, place of birth, Lahore, undivided India. Growing up, my family was always nostalgic about the Punjab left behind. They'd reminisce about their friends and the house they lived in, the colleges they'd attended, the bazaars they'd never visit again. With bordered cuisine on my mind, I wanted to find out more. So I met my parents for lunch. At her house in New Delhi, my mother served the food I grew up on, traditional Punjabi food. Lunch was potatoes and peas in a brown gravy with stir-fried jackfruit and a common flatbread called chapati. The menu is vegetarian, which is pretty typical in most Indian families. When I dined with my Pakistani friends, their vegetables and lentil dishes are mixed with meat. But my mother says before 1947, her parents ate a shared cuisine. There was not only more mutton and game like rabbit, but also desserts like sevaiyan, a creamy pudding made with vermicelli noodles now considered Pakistani. Back then, these dishes were just considered Punjabi. My great-grandmother would cook all of them, my grandmother less so, but my mother never inherited these recipes, which were lost as the family moved further from their roots.
They didn't have recipes written, and they just made it instinctively, that's how they cook. So.
But it seems the borders may be a little more porous these days. Just last year, we began to see a fresh offering from across enemy lines. Our dessert fruit, mango.
Mango. You want to try these Pakistani mangoes? This is the Pakistani one.
Recently, my mother managed to buy Pakistani mangoes in her local market. And she says they're better than the ones grown here on the India side of the border. As I leave lunch with my parents, 72 years after the India-Pakistan partition, I realized the food I grew up on was shaped deeply by conflict. And then I understand how Chef Ragini uses food to bridge cultures that have been separated by borders for decades. For The World, Chavi Sachdev, Mumbai.